What is up? This is Taste Test Podcast, and we are back for our second episode of this season, second season. And if you are new here to Taste Test Podcast, Taste Test Podcast exists to provide a warm and engaging platform for music lovers and enthusiasts. We seek to simply share our thoughts and opinions on the happenings in the world of music. And as you just heard here, with the intro music, we had... Was that Seatback?
Seatback.
Seatback by our guest artist here today. Her name is KV. I'm kind of let her intro herself just a little bit, and then we can get into her little question section here.
Okay. My name is KV, and I'm here with Jonathan on the Taste Test Podcast. I'm a rapper songwriter from St. Louis. I play a lot, as you're going to see.
Play all day.
We're gonna have some fun.
Yeah, we definitely gonna have some fun with Miss KV here. It's funny that your name is KV, actually, because I knew a KV, I still do, from back in the college I went to. Mm-hmm. She's actually an artist as well.
Oh, really?
No, that's the weird thing. It's like when I heard your name, I was like, oh, yeah, I know KV. We go back.
And then you saw my pictures, like, that's not it.
KV? Who is that? Yeah. But nah.
It's my initials. People are like, what's the V stand for? I'm like, it's my middle name. My name is Kayla Victoria.
Okay. That's cute.
Oh, my God. I tell them the V stands for victory because I'm a winner.
Victory lap.
Yeah.
You bit off Nipsey shit. Is that what we doing?
No. That's my name.
Come on, man. You said no sweat on my name. No sweat
right.
on my rep.
Exactly. I was born with it.
All right. So let's just go ahead and start asking you some questions. You already talked about your name, mm-hmm. I guess, but like, who is Miss KV? If you could sum that up. You know, we know you artists and all that, yeah. But who is the being that, you know?
I'm a writer.
Yeah.
That's what I am, because I do more than just songwriting. I make my own music. I write for other artists. I write poetry. I write fiction books. I actually finished a novel in November. November was National Novel Writing Month. And so in the midst of recording the Love Sucks project, I was in the studio writing my novel, trying to finish it before the November was over. I write blogs. I have blog pieces. Yeah. That's who I am. I'm a writer.
So KV, the writer.
The writer, yes.
The writer. So
the
writer. That's not just...
Yeah, it's
something
not just
you
a
just
name.
Throw out there, no. But nah, this is really what you're about. Okay, yeah. So your music taste, just listen to your music, I can kind of like mm-hmm. get a sense of it. But like, I'm always liking to hear, like, you know, the off the wall stuff that nobody else would guess. Like,
okay,
will be your influences or anything like that.
So I listen to a lot of R&B. Of course, a lot of rap. Mm-hmm. I would say one of my big influences is probably Donny Hathaway. Like, my dad used to sing his songs all the time. And now, like, when I feel like I need to get in the mood or, like, I'm feeling down, I'll put on some Donny Hathaway.
Okay. Donny, what song particularly?
Is there a particular song
from him?
A song for you. What's the other one? I'll have to think about it. I told you I got memory problems. John don't believe me. When I suffer from memory loss. Diagnosed. So sometimes some stuff that don't come to me easy.
That just means you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But I also read, because I was reading your article here that they did for you in the St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that, you know, you pull from, like, other writers, like, such as Neo, who's actually a very underrated writer.
Mm-hmm.
I think people don't know about. And then The Dream as well.
Yeah.
I really like him as well. I thought that was interesting. So what exactly, like, influenced you as far as their writing style and the music they make? Like, what drew you towards these particular artists?
All right, I'll talk about The Dream first. So he dropped Love Versus Money, his project, when I was in high school.
It was fire.
Yes, that I still listen to that project today. Like, the sequence from Love Versus Money Part 1, Love Versus Money Part 2 to Fancy, I used to cycle those three songs over and over and over again. Yeah, and so, like, I really like The Dream because he's able to write not only from his experience on his own project, but also write for these other artists that are completely different from him. Because he writes for Beyonce. And he wrote Flawless. He wrote, what's the song? Run the World, Girls.
He did?
Like, yeah.
I didn't know that.
And so he's a man writing these songs that are like women empowerment songs. And so I really like that because I feel like a writer has to be able to convey someone else's story and not just their own, because you have to be able to write from your experience and other people's experiences.
Yeah. So I guess it just takes because I'm a designer, so like usually like, and especially when you work in a corporate world, like, you can't focus on like your particular design style. Mm-hmm. You have to like really get
in someone else's head.
Yeah, you have to get inside your client's head and really like literally become your like client in a way. It's a weird process. So I can see like what you're saying there. Also, didn't Neho my bad. Neo, didn't he write
To the Left?
Yeah, that song.
He did.
That.
Yeah.
When I found that out, I was like, what? I was like, Neo, he wrote that?
Like, and you know, what? Like, a lot of people, I guess they don't credit artists when they have writers on their songs, but if you're in a studio session, you'll see that a lot of people are involved in creating music. Mm-hmm. So, like, the producer who made the beat might be in there helping you with melodies, and they get songwriting credits for that. And as a songwriter, I might give you one line to say in your song. But as long as I have one line, my name is going to be put on as a songwriter for your song, even if I didn't make the whole thing. So I'm interested in like hearing reference tracks that a lot of people have made for these artists, because then you'll see that they might not have written the whole thing, maybe just a hook. Maybe just a verse.
Yeah, and it was very interesting because, you know, like a few years ago, we heard about Drake having the ghostwriters and stuff. So, like, it's, especially since it's coming from the rap side, like, it's supposedly supposed to be super authentic.
Yeah, I get it.
But, like, how do you feel about that? Like, do you have any, you know, restrictions or anything about
my process,
reservations about writing or having writers for you as an artist or anything like that? Does that bother you?
It doesn't bother me because I'm a writer and I know how the process is when you're in the studio. Like, I don't like a whole lot of people in my sessions because sometimes that could be distracting because people will be eating and talking and all doing all sorts of stuff, and like, we need to focus on creating the song. But I also understand, like, you're not going to have all the ideas. And sometimes somebody might say something and inspire something, and you go off on a tangent based off what they said. Mm-hmm. And so, like having different ideas in the room creates this energy that makes a better song that you would have made on your own. But I get it, because rappers are supposed to be like poets.
Yeah, because I look at it like, especially like if you're telling a personal story or whatever, like it's kind of weird to me that you have somebody else
write your story.
Like then it's not your story. Like I'm trying to, like some of my favorite artists, like J. Cole and Kendrick, like if I found out like they didn't write like certain songs or whatever, like thinking about like J. Cole having a ghostwritten track for the song Let Nas Down, I'm just gonna be like,
tell like when, you know, people wrote their own songs, because that's very personal. But like a dance song, like a song that has a very catchy hook, they probably had help doing it.
Yeah, I'm not talking about, I'm talking about like specifically there's supposed to be songs about your life story or whatever.
I can agree with that, because I'm also a poet, and so I wouldn't have anybody help me write like my poetry book, because that was about me and my life.
So talking about your life and your music, let's talk about this latest project, Love Sucks.
What? Love Sucks.
Like, reading the title, I guess I kind of get what the inspiration was, but I mean, you can still tell us.
Talk about it?
Yeah.
You can talk about it.
Yeah.
It was inspired.
Is it going to take you back to a bad place? Or
no, I'm over it, you know, but it's just, it makes for a good story now. But it's a true story. I was talking to this guy. I really liked him. And this is new for me because I don't really like people. I just be dating. I just don't really be having connections with people.
Okay.
I mean, I guess I have connections, but I'm very like anti-relationship, I guess you could say. So, but this guy, I really was interested in seeing where it could go. And he took me to go get ice cream and broke up with me at an ice cream shop. And so that hit hard, you know, and I made a song about it, the Snow Factory song on my project. And that inspired kind of like the rest of the music kind of developed around
that.
Yeah, because we had songs created already. And so some of them we pulled to be added to the project and some of them we made later. But they all were inspired by my experiences with relationships. Yeah.
Wow. So dude really, he cut it off with you.
Yeah.
At the
You saw my video, that was a very exaggerated.
Like how did he like really like what was the setup? Like how did he just get right into it, or was like he had you sitting there for the whole time?
Listen, if you listen to the song, like I am like I feel like that's the best song on the project just because the writing was so on point, and it was like very true to what actually happened. Like he was hesitating at first. I knew he had to say something, but he was kind of like looking at me, then eating his ice cream, then like making side conversations, and I'm just waiting, anticipating, knowing something's gonna happen. And then he tells me, and then I'm like, oh, okay, that's cool. But I'm really like burning up inside, like, oh shit.
He got me.
Yeah.
Man, it's interesting, you know, how life works or whatever. Sometimes, you know, things that bring you pain or whatever can like become like your greatest, I don't know, you can say enjoyment or
inspiration,
you know, inspiration or anything like that. That's very interesting. Cause I had something similar, not getting broke up at the snow factory, but you know, I had situation, somebody broke it off with me, and I was just like, man, what?
In a public place?
Not in a public place, but it was just the way it like happened, like it came out of left field type of thing.
Okay.
I don't like being surprised.
I think I kind of knew though. I knew what was gonna happen. I felt the energy. It's just I didn't want it to happen, you know.
Yeah. I understand. So yeah. Let me skip that question. Let's see, what do you think, in your opinion, separates you from other writers? Or do you even look at it in that type of way? Do you compare yourself to other people?
I feel like writer is a very broad term, because I could be a songwriter, or I could be, you know, a poet. I think what separates me is that I am versatile, and I'm able to not only write songs, but write songs across many different genres. Like, I also write house music, and I write, of course, rap and trap, R&B, soul music. I write a lot of different genres of music, pop. And then I go into the field of actually writing fiction and nonfiction, personal narratives of poetry, all of that. So I guess that's what separates me as an artist, is that
there's no limit to what you think you can create.
Yeah, like my vision for, if we're going to skip into the next question, my vision for the next couple years is
to jump the gun. You know, let me say it. All right, she took over the show, y'all. I got a new host here.
But yeah, I see myself writing scripts. I see myself writing scripts for web series and TV shows and movies. Like, I already write my own treatments to my music videos. Mm-hmm. And I write, you know, the storylines to, like, my rollout, all of that. I had the vision for all of that. So I just see myself as, like, a creative director, I guess? Or a writer? Creative writer?
Something like that. Wasn't in a class in high school or whatever, creative writing or whatever, something like that.
I took creative writing in college. That was my first time taking a writing class.
So when did you start taking writing, like, seriously? Like, when did you know, like, hey, this is something I want to keep doing?
I started taking writing music seriously right after my brother was killed. My brother Tyrell Rel Finesse Thompson was shot and killed in an attempted robbery in 2016. Mm-hmm. And so, like, after that happened, I just needed to do something. Because it was just like, it was just too much going on in my head. You know, it was very traumatizing too. So I needed an outlet. And so I started every day after work. I put on YouTube, just start writing music to random beats on YouTube. Did that every day, multiple songs a day. Like, I have hundreds of songs and concepts in my phone. And I did that for like 2 years. And then after 2 years, I guess I got good. And I was just doing that as an outlet. And then I met up with my producer that we went to college together. And we started making music together. And here we are.
Man. Wow. Wow. I'm sorry, I didn't even know all that backstory, but wow.
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Like I said, like, life, I think life has an interesting way of, like, leading you into what your purpose is or whatever you're destined to do. Like, yeah. It's very weird. Like, just looking back, I'm only like 25, so, like, I sound like an old man talking right now, but. Nah, it's funny how, like, life, and, like, I like watching documentaries on, like, artists and seeing, like what was their progression of, like, who they was before we knew them as this big artist or whatever. Like, it's always interesting. Like, I don't know if you heard about the Wu-Tang documentary that's out on, I believe, Showtime. I've been watching that, and it's just amazing, like, how all these, like, I think how many members of the routine, like, damn near, like,
fellas.
Like 50 of them niggas. But yeah, it's just, like, crazy to see, like, what was going on in their life that brought them all together at this one point, and then everything just exploded, and then now they're, like, this famous rap group, one of the most famous, most recognizable rap groups of all time.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's amazing. I hope you continue to keep doing what you're doing, because
got to now.
What you mean?
People are expecting it now.
I know you can do the scissors. She said she quitting.
I mean, but she's not quitting everything. You know, she's moving on to other things. But
right.
I feel like since I got started and I did what I'm doing and I did it well starting off, people are expecting more. And I expect more for myself, because I'm like, if I could do this, where I'm going to be next year?
Right. So, you also had, like, some concerts that recently passed by here. Did you want to speak about that?
Yeah. Okay. So, I had my Love Sucks concert on April 30th. That's also the same day I dropped the Love Sucks project. That one was at the Monocle. if you've been following my story, you know I did like an extensive rollout prior to that, that culminated at the Love Sucks concert, and I sold out. I'm really proud about that because I wasn't really sure. Like, I know I did all the right steps, but you know how you kind of get a little scared. Like, is anybody gonna come? Yeah. So I went backstage, and then my friends were like, "It's a lot of people here." And then when I went on stage, I'm like, "Oh, it's a lot of people."
It's real.
Yeah. So I had like over 100 people there, and it was like a thunderstorm. I was proud of myself. I was like, I brought the city out. So then, like a week after that concert, I announced that I was doing a St. Louis tour. A lot of people have been like, what is a St. Louis tour? Well, it was going around to different locations in St. Louis, doing concerts. So it was essentially like pop-up concerts that I had at three different secret locations. And people
secret
that
locations.
Yeah,
this is exclusive.
It was. So you had to RSVP, and you only got the address to the concert if you RSVP, and you got the address the day of the concert.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So and, like, if you were serious about showing up, you was gonna show up.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah, and it was free. And I only had 30 tickets originally. I only did 30 tickets for each day. And I sold that out in less than 24 hours. Like, all the RSVPs were gone before, you know, like, after 20 hours of announcing the show. So then I added more tickets, like, a week later. And I had 40 to 50 people at each day. It was cool.
Wow. Well, I'm guessing, I believe you told me this was, like, your first concert tour of any sort like that.
The Love Sucks show was my first performance, my first like set, because I've performed poetry before and I've done like maybe an open mic, but I've never done nothing like that. Like, gotcha. Actually had to have a whole show.
Right. So let's go ahead and get into our music trivia. I hope
about
you
to
study,
y'all.
I gave you the notes.
You didn't give me the answers.
I'm not supposed to give you the answers. What do you think this is? Oh man!
I'm about to be like,
You got Google over there on your phone.
I know. You see me pulling it up.
I'm just playing. Don't you be Google that? I'll smash that phone. I'm just playing. All right. So I don't know how many I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna start.
Let's do zero.
I'm gonna start with the first one.
Okay.
And it goes like this. So who is the legendary Memphis rap group that won an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 2006. Now, if you get this wrong, I'm going to have to look. Fam.
That's the answer?
Yeah, that's the answer.
I guessed. Okay. Hey, I'm a really good test taker just because I'm good at guessing. I'm also
but you don't
smart.
Remember nothing.
I'm a little smart too.
But you remember nothing.
I don't.
All right. So.
I know how to eliminate other answers.
So question number two is, what is the stage name of the American rapper with the birth name Marshall Bruce Mathers III?
Is that Eminem?
Yeah, I told you these are easy questions. Look, I don't know why you're freaking out.
I ain't listened to Eminem since I was like 8 years old.
Everybody knows about Marshall Mathers, though.
I guess. I actually never saw his movie. 8 Mile, I've never seen it.
You never seen it?
No. And I don't plan to.
Oh, snap. You're not an Eminem fan? You're not a stan?
No.
Okay. what was the name of Jay-Z's first album?
No idea.
You serious?
Yeah. The Blueprint?
That was like his fourth or fifth album.
What is it?
You don't want no hint?
No, I'm not gonna get it.
Oh, okay. Reasonable Doubt.
Oh, I did know that. I'm sorry. I'm trying.
She a trip, y'all. She be trying to play dumb. She know what these answers is.
You can't let people know how much you know.
See, she been playing the fool this whole time. You see that? So this next one, don't look at my phone. Which groups comprise the Native Tongues collection of artists? This is actually probably one of the harder ones.
You said, say that question again.
I said, which groups comprise the Native Tongues collection of artists? So I'll kind of help you a little bit here.
Right, rephrase it.
So Native Tongues, it was basically like a rap collective of different artists and groups. They were kind of under like the same label and all that, and yeah, this is back in the 90s too as well.
Mm-hmm.
So like,
what's my other hint?
Just guess.
Did we talk about them earlier?
No.
Okay,
you want me to give you a name of one of the artists from the collective or something?
No, I'm not gonna get it.
You sure?
Yep, I give up.
So the first one was A Tribe Called Quest.
The second one was
De La Soul, and the third one was Jungle Brothers.
Okay.
But you didn't know that. Nah, yeah. Okay. Okay. All right, y'all. If she get this one wrong,
I will.
She's getting kicked off. She ain't never coming back to this podcast. This rapper was born O'Shea Jackson. And has moved on from his days.
Ice Cube?
Yeah, there you go. I'm glad you got that.
Why do I know that?
Does everybody know who Ice Cube is? I would say Jackson.
Why do I know his real name?
Because it's Ice Cube.
You know what?
All right, here's another one.
Andre. I'm still doing this. Andre 3000?
No. Oh. Andre Young is better known as which music producer / rapper?
It's not Andre 3000?
No.
Oh, I don't know. Dre. Dr. Dre.
I was about to say, I don't know about you. Come on now. Okay, we got two more.
Hey, I'm passing this quiz though. I only
Burly. Alright, so the video to this song started with a disclaimer that read, "Due to my strong personal convictions, I wish to stress that this film in no way endorses a belief in the occult."
I don't know.
You didn't even think about it.
I don't know.
Like, this is one of the most famous music videos ever. Like, for real, for real.
Is it Thriller? It is? Oh. I told you I'm a good test taker. Hey, look.
I gave you a hint.
How many questions did you ask me?
This would be the eighth and last one. So, listen clearly.
Okay, I did fail.
This trio is considered to be the best female rap act of all time, winning 5 Grammys and numerous other.
Trio.
Let me start over. You got me all messed up. This trio is considered to be the best female rap act of all time, winning 5 Grammys and numerous other awards for songs like Let's Talk About Sex, I'll Take Your Man, and Shake Your Thing.
I'll Take Your Man.
Yeah.
Damn, Shake who it. Says that?
They were in the 90s. That's the only hint I'll give you.
Oh, TLC? No? Is it me? No? Why are you just looking at me like that?
I definitely said, let's read this question.
You said trio, right?
This trio is considered to be the best female rap act of all time.
Rap.
Winning 5 Grammys and numerous other awards for songs.
I don't remember.
Like,
I know the songs. I don't remember.
Let's Talk About Sex, I'll Take Your Man, and Shake Your Thing.
You don't have to tell me.
What do a lot of people put on their food to help season it? Like the main two, like season.
It was 3 of them? And salt and pepper?
Yeah.
It was 3 of them?
Yeah. I forget the other lady name. She was basically like the DJ or whatever.
Oh.
She wasn't like...
If you said duo, I would have got it. Because that's
you
what
gotta pay attention.
But also, yeah. I should have known they sung those songs because I know the songs. But the trio was throwing me off.
You think it too hard.
I am.
Thought you was a good test taker. But you tried. You fought valiantly. What was your middle name? Victoria? Correct.
Victory.
Yeah. Victory lap. I don't know if you quite.
Victorious. Yeah. Does that make you feel better?
Just a little bit, but. So, moving on to our next topic, we're going to talk about Mr. Tyler, the Creator's new album. It's called Igor. I actually dropped, if you're listening to this now, I already dropped my personal review for it already on the Taste Test podcast. So you can go find that anywhere where podcasts are at. Miss KV, I heard you. You were singing like some of the songs, like oddly enough, when we came up here, or when we met up here to begin recording. So, what were your overall thoughts
on this particular album? I really like it, and I've never listened to Tyler the Creator's music prior to this.
Really, like, you didn't? So you didn't listen to Flower Boy?
I did not.
I'm gonna suggest you go and listen to that.
I will. I will now. Like, I've heard his older music, and I didn't like it. Like, really? I wasn't a fan of Tyler the Creator. I was a fan of like him as like a person. I felt like he was like really funny from what I saw on social media and like. TV.
He was like a troll before.
Yeah, and I thought that was funny. Yeah, but then I just wasn't. I couldn't get
you
into.
You weren't
his
into
music.
The music per se.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this sounds like.
Sounds like your album.
No, it's a vibe. Like
yeah,
I like it's well written. You know, it tells a story.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this album. A lot because the way in which he told it, it didn't necessarily go in like a linear fashion that I think like it's because if you haven't listened to it already, I'm just say the album is basically about him falling in love and then going and then getting his heart crushed basically.
Mm-hmm.
But like, but yeah, your album, like I said, but like the way the album goes by like. The second song, it already gets to the breakup part or whatever, like where he's like
earthquake. That's my
yeah,
favorite song.
Like begging the person or whatever he's dealing with to get back with him. But usually, you would think like it would be like a slower progression, but he just gets right into it already. I think that was like pretty cool, and I like the production on this particular album.
He produced the whole thing. That's cold right there.
Yeah.
To be able to perform, produce,
you
write
be
your
on
own
that?
Music.
You gonna be on that?
I need to learn how to produce, yeah. And I will be on that. I'm teaching myself now.
Okay.
So get at me in a year.
Is it gonna be KV the producer?
Yeah. All of that. I would say my favorite songs, Earthquake,
Oof.
And
Oof.
A Boy is a Gun.
Those yeah, are you were singing that. Favorite. I think my favorite would be, I like Earthquake because, I mean, that was like the single, I believe. But the other ones that I really liked, shoot, while I'm scrolling over here, I want to be real specific. I would say I like A Boy Is A Gun, but my favorite probably would be Puppet and Are We Still Friends.
Oh yeah, I like that one too.
Because Are We Still Friends closes out the album. And it's like when you really like somebody, you're like, damn, I'm mad that we broke up. Like, I don't want to fuck with you no more. But, like, you come back later, you be like, damn, can we still be friends?
Yeah.
So I was like, damn, that was, like, real, like, true to life or whatever I feel like. And I thought that was, like, a clever way to end an album like that off.
Yeah.
So, so I don't know if you can even have this discussion because you said you ain't listened to none of his music for real until this album.
Yeah.
So I may have to say this question, but the question was: does Tyler deserve to be considered a top five or top 10 artist in hip hop today?
I would say I do not have enough knowledge about his catalog of music to form an opinion.
I like how you answered that. It was very astute, very professional, very, what do they call that in the entertainment world? I forgot what it's called.
See, you being me.
Nah, they call it media training. That's what it is. Yeah, like media trained or whatever. You know how to answer the questions a certain way without offending anybody. Okay. You're messing up your marketing deals and everything. Yeah. So I like that. You already in artist mode. I see. Okay. Jeez. So let's go ahead. We're not gonna talk about Megan Thee Stallion because
why?
Because I mean we could talk about it.
What? Hey,
no hate. I'm just playing with. We gonna get into our final thoughts here.
Let's... We can skip
No,
DJ
we ain't
Khaled.
Skipping DJ.
I did not listen to the project.
You didn't hear not one song. You didn't hear one
okay,
song.
Okay, I heard
the
one
album.
On a playlist, and I didn't know it was on the project.
What
until...
was the song?
I think Cardi was on it.
Oh, okay. I forgot the name of that one, but yeah. So you didn't even listen to this album.
No.
Even after I gave you the notes.
Oh, you wanted me to listen to it?
That's why I gave you the notes.
Oh. I thought you wanted me to be real. Be honest.
I do want you to be honest, but honestly, listen to the album if I put it on the notes.
Well, tell me, was it good?
I thought the album was, pretty good. It's DJ Khaled, so like my expectations for the album wasn't like, oh, Snap just gotta be the best album. Nah, like it's DJ Khaled. He the king of flipping songs and stuff. That's what I'm here for. Now, the one song he did flip on here was called Just Us, and he flipped the Miss Jackson song by Outkast. Mm-hmm. And I just,
Who's on it?
SZA, actually.
Okay, I'll listen to that. I like it.
But yeah, I liked the song after a few listens, but like especially initially when I heard the song, I just couldn't get Outkast. Every time like the chorus came, I started singing, "I'm sorry, Miss Jackson, I am for real." And I was like, but that wasn't the lyrics to the song. On, I was just like, oh my god, like you gotta like. I was like, I felt like he should have like chopped up the beat or something or remixed it or something. It was just, it was literally like the exact same production. Like it didn't change one bit. It was just happened to be SZA singing like a new chorus and lyrics over the song. I was just like, I don't know. But my favorite songs, if I could go through, I definitely liked song with Cardi B. It was called Wish Wish with 21 Savage.
I wonder if that's what I listened to.
Let's see, You Stay, that had Meek Mill, this guy named Jay Belvin, Lil Baby, and Jeremiah. Higher, of course, with the late Nipsey Hussle and John Legend. I like that one as
so
well.
So you just like the whole project, basically?
No, I only said like three songs. This album is 15 tracks. Too many. You
like short projects.
Oh, snap. You like me. 15 ain't too long if it's done right.
Yeah.
But, I think more artists should try to stay within like 10, 12 songs on their album.
Attention span is so short now.
Yeah, I was like, you got to keep it in that range or whatever for most people. And then the last song I really liked on here was called Thank You. That was Big Sean. Or whatever, so I like that one. Now we can talk about Megan Thee Stallion.
We're going to try to do too much
because I was going to actually do that for the next episode. I was trying to hold off, but since you were so giddy.
Oh my God.
Or whatever. We can go ahead. Did you actually listen to this album?
I did.
Okay, yes. Go ahead and just gush all over Megan Thee Stallion's booty. Okay.
Okay. I like the project. First listen, let's say I was like, I had reservations because I was expecting, you know, music from her first project. But, you know, as an artist, I know you can't, what's the name?
I think Tina Show.
Snow.
Tina Snow, I mean, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I know as an artist, you can't expect the same sound artists grow. Bars. That's all I gotta say.
Bars.
Like, I love when women be rapping. Like, show these men that we outside.
Y'all outside?
Yeah.
Y'all outside with it, with the sundresses.
Oh, God. Yeah. And I feel like Meg is a versatile person, and I like how she's refusing to let people put her in the box. of just being this a woman with a nice body. Mm-hmm. Because she's also a very good rapper and she also has a lot of personality.
Cool. Okay, so do you want to hear my honest?
Yep.
Actually, first, go ahead and name some of your favorite songs out for before I get into my spiel.
I really like the song with DaBaby, Cash Shit. That was my shit.
All right, I'm about to go ahead and say
go
what
ahead,
I got to say.
Go ahead.
If I didn't listen to Tina Snow,
uh-huh.
after I heard this album, I would have been like, she's just a slightly better city version of City Girls.
She's not.
That's where I would have, like, literally, I would have been like, literally listened to this album, I was just like, maybe it's just I'm getting old or something. Like, my ears is not.
She's a rapper.
I'm just not into this particular. I think maybe it was the production or whatever that just kind of took me. I was just like, I don't listen to this type of music. So when I do, I'm like, it's really got to wow me or whatever. And yeah. Like, I'm not saying, she definitely rap or whatever. It's just, I think it's more so that the sound that comes with it on this particular album that I was just like after like maybe track 3 or 4, I was just like, all right, like, I'm good.
I can respect thing. Your opinion.
It sounds like you about to go in.
I can respect your opinion. I just feel like, as a woman artist, it's so much harder for us to be able to just be ourselves in music, because we're all clumped together to sound like each other. It's a lot more female artists popping up.
Yeah, but
we're not given a chance, man. Like, if you can have all these male artists that all sound
I get
exactly
tired of them.
With
I
the
get
same
tired
thing,
of them.
But it's hundreds
it
of
is,
them.
It is, and I'll be like, man, why don't y'all kill these little niggas?
Oh my god, what?
But like, I'm all times sick of these niggas.
I just want to say that there are tiers and there are different genres.
Yeah,
and it's different genres of music. And like, we can exist together. And I don't even think City Girls and Meg Thee Stallion are in the same lane. They don't
make
the same type of music.
I'm just saying, on this particular album, I was like, fam, she sounds like a better version of City Girls.
No, but that is a false equivalency to me. Like, you cannot compare. Those
I'm
going
to have to give it
you
to someone.
You can't. That's like.
I'm not saying my opinion can't change. I'm just saying.
It better change. It needs to.
Did I just get threatened on my own podcast? Yes. I feel threatened. Oh my goodness. What's the safe word? Pineapples.
That's like comparing. Let's see. Who can we compare this to? Like City Girls and Meg Thee Stallion to like. What are some male artists that are like rap?
You can name any of these little niggas, whatever.
Any of these little niggas.
Lil Nas X, Lil Tekashi.
He makes country music. You can't even compare him to
I don't
to
even
anybody.
Know. Whatever.
Oh
Lil
God.
Baby.
Lil
Crazy.
Okay,
Lil Oxy. I don't know. Lil Pill. Whatever.
But
these
they all,
I don't know
they do
these
sound. Because some of those artists that you name make alternative rap.
Yeah.
Or country rap. Which is all different genres, so you can't compare them. Like, you wouldn't compare Jay-Z to
definitely not. Nah.
To Lil Nas X.
I'm guessing what Lil I'm Nas. Saying, I see the potential that she has. I'm not saying she's whack
she just
or anything.
Started.
Huh?
She's just getting started.
That's what I was saying. I was like, just this album, it just wasn't for me. That's all I'm saying. It wasn't for me.
That.
I like the Tina Snow a little bit better.
Tina Snow was great.
Yeah. But like I said, I'm just getting started into her music. Like, when I think about female artists, I like to listen to, like, the Rhapsodies, No Names. It's this new...
KB the Writer.
It's this other... and I can't think of her name right now, but, yeah.
What song did you say?
I can't remember.
See?
I feel
you
like
slept
you
on.
Right now. I ain't slept on. Get out of here. Oh, if I find it, I'll say it, but I can't right now. Oh, Rico Nasty. I love her.
And those are all All those.
She's like a rock star. Like,
all those women that you name are in different, make different genres of music.
You're right. I never said they didn't. When did I say they didn't? I just said I felt like Megan's Nostalgia's latest album, Fever, it just sounded like a better version of City Girls. That's not, I don't think that's knocking her. It's just saying, like, I just think she could, still progress. I'm really looking forward to seeing what she's gonna become or whatever. That's all I'm saying.
Above me now.
Okay.
All right.
You moved on. All right. I think we beat that dead horse real good there. We're going to move on to another artist that dropped. This is actually an R&B artist, Ari Lennox. She dropped Shea Butter Baby. Did you even listen to this?
I listened to it front, back, sideways, and forwards. Okay.
Good.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I really enjoyed this project. I really was waiting for her to drop something since fall.
Oh, fam.
Yeah, I'm an OG fan of R&B.
That motherfucker is nice.
Yeah. Really like every song on the project. Really? I have a funny story about one of her songs. I don't know if I want to tell it.
Go ahead.
Can you be explicit on this podcast?
Yeah, go ahead. You heard me curse several times.
I'm talking about like sexually explicit.
I don't see why not.
Okay, I'm just making sure. So... when Ari first dropped Whipped Cream.
That whipped cream, huh?
That was back in...
wasn't that 2017, I feel like?
It was last year. It was like... I can't remember, like August maybe of last year, September. And like, she had just dropped a song. And I was chilling with Snow Factory Dude. That's what we're gonna call him, Snow Factory Dude. I was like, oh shoot, Ari just dropped a song, let's play it. Played it, and whoop whop the band, we start messing around. We get done.
With the whipped cream?
The whipped cream song. And I'm like, dang, this song's sexy. Then, when we finish, because I played the song on Apple Music, so it's looping over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting listening to the lyrics, I'm like, wait. This is a breakup song. This is a song about... And then like a week later, he took me to Snow Factory and broke up with me.
Look what you did.
I manifested that.
Look what you did.
I did it to myself.
You did it to yourself. Ari Lennox,
you are the reason Snow Factory broke up with me.
No, you were the reason. You the one that is looping the song.
I didn't know. Like, you know how when you listen to a song, and I was like getting busy, so I wasn't paying attention to the song. It just had a
busy
good
playing around it had with a good melody. Cream. That's your problem. That was your problem.
All I heard
you
was
too busy
cream.
Whipping the cream.
Like, oh shit, it's probably a good song.
You was too busy getting that cream whipped.
Oh my god.
So yeah.
I'm weak.
Dead. So what was some of your favorite songs off this album?
Let me see. BMO, Chicago Boy, Broke. Broke is probably my favorite.
I did not like Broke.
Broke is probably my favorite. Because I feel that I've been broke before a lot.
I've been was probably my favorite.
I like all of them. And I love whipped cream, but... you know the story I just told.
You can't really like
flashbacks.
You can't even like whipped cream for real now. You won't even look at whipped cream.
No, it's the song.
Oh my god, KB over here manifesting stuff.
For sure.
Look at you.
I manifested some good things too.
That's to be honest. Yeah. All right, last topic for the final thoughts. Lil Nas X, Mr. Old Town Road, he dropped the video. Did you get a chance to even see
it? Yeah, I saw it.
What did you think about it?
It was short. I mean, it was funny. Wasn't Vince Staples in it?
Yeah, he was.
That dude is hilarious. Like, I just watched hella videos of him, like, talking shit.
You talking about Vince Staples?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about Lil Nas X.
I mean, I don't know what else to say about Lil Nas X. I only know that one song. So,
what do you think about the song?
I like it. It's very catchy. Like
it is.
Yeah.
It is.
And should it's popping, be? And I love it.
So should the song?
Make people mad.
So should the song actually be considered as country?
Yes, it sounds hella country. I wouldn't listen to that. Like, if it wasn't as catchy as it is,
it's the beat.
I don't like, exactly.
I like when that beat drop.
I like how trap music is forcing its way into all of these different genres. There's nothing these people can do about it. I just hope we as a people continue to get to profit off of music that we create. That's all I'm saying about that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I don't know. I like the song, but it's like junk food, so like I can't really listen to it too much or whatever, but like it's definitely catchy from
out of
somewhere. I ain't gonna be singing right along with it if the song come on at a function or something. So artist of the week. Actually, this is a new month, so we should do artist of the month for
May.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Artist of the month for May is Tomina. She's from St. Louis. She just dropped a project called St. Lost. Beautiful project. Like, I saw her perform for the first time probably in May or April. Mm-hmm. And I was just like captivated by her performance. Like, she plays the guitar while she sings. She plays instruments. She has a band. But at this particular performance, she was playing and she was singing. And it was just really good. She sings in Spanish as well. You're going to have to check out that project if you don't have it.
Again?
If you've never heard of it. St. Lost.
St. Lost?
Yes, and she's from the crib.
Is it
right
St. Lost?
St. Lost.
T-O-N-I-N-A. Oh, okay. Right here. Uh-huh. Is just a song, or is that?
No, that's her project.
Oh, okay. That's now. Okay, that looks fire. I like the album cover.
Yeah. Okay. Check that out.
I will. Just download it. And my title, Sport Black Business.
Yeah, do that. Put some money in artists' pockets, too, by streaming. Like, we don't make a lot of money from streaming.
Yeah, y'all be getting played out here with these streams.
That's why. Go on tour, do shows, sell merch.
All that shit.
Yeah. That's my artist of the month.
Artist of the month. There's so many to choose from. I'm going to go with... Meg, I'm gonna go with I gotta mess with you. I gotta mess with my guest. Gotta mess with him.
Okay.
Sorry. Uh-oh. I ain't gonna get invited to none of our shows.
Doesn't even know.
She gonna have our goons set out for me. Okay, that's messed up. All right, let me.
She doesn't have an artist of the month.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
Who is it?
Look, you're not finna play me. It's so many to choose from. It's so many to choose from, like, for real. Like, I've been listening to Ari, Tyler a lot lately. I listened to the Lion King soundtrack because I can't wait to see that movie. I'm gonna go with Tyler just because his album meant a lot to me. Especially dealing with some of the stuff I'm dealing with as far as getting through a breakup. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you listening to all the sad music?
Not all the sad music. Just music that speak to me. Okay. It ain't got to be sad music.
Okay.
The album is not... I mean, it's got sad parts in it, but it's not all the way sad.
I feel you.
So, yeah. I'm going to give it to Tyler. The creator. So, sleeper album, or let's do sleeper album and song. It can be past or present.
Can I put them together?
Go ahead.
So my sleeper album song project would be You Can't Sit With Us by Pivot Gang. My favorite song on there is Hero. Like anytime I go to the project, I go straight to that song and then I listen to the rest of the project. But I really enjoy it. I really like the
You know what I just heard when you said that?
What?
I think you said, when I go to the projects, that's the
song.
That's no. What you said. No. When I go to the projects, that's the song I put on.
No. Hero? The Hero song?
Yeah.
When I go to, no.
I was like, okay.
Anyways, no.
Do your thing.
Chicago's coming with some heat, though. Like, I'm feeling it. I can't wait till St. Louis has that shine.
I think y'all got it. Y'all got BB. I got this one lady, I think her name is KV. we got some talent here in St. Louis. We cool out here. This guy named Justin, isn't it Justin Rich? Mm-hmm. I think he dropped something. That was pretty cool. Yeah. Y'all doing your thing?
What's your sleeper?
Song is called Tadao.
Tadao.
You like that? You heard that song before? Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's by, I can't even pronounce his name.
Masego.
And this other dude named FKJ. Like, it's really dope. It's like, I don't even know what you would call it. It's like trap jazz. Or like, I don't even want to put it into no like category. It just sounds like really nice.
Okay.
Like, I don't even know what the song is about. I just know ta-da, ta-da. And then my album would be Pieces of a Man by Mick Jenkins.
Yes.
That motherfucker, I said, you speaking about Chicago artists, I was like, yeah. This nigga Mick Jenkins don't get no fucking shine. Don't nobody be talking
probably
about
not him, but everywhere else for sure.
Like, I don't hear nobody. I guess you're right. Nobody I know, like, just be like, oh, you hear that new Mick Jenkins? And I'd be like, fam, like, this dude, he really showed out, like, his rapping ability. He already had it on his last projects, like The Waters. But I was like, this dude is just on a freaking lyrical onslaught. I was like, song after song, I was like, bro, he ain't gonna top this. Next song.
What's your favorite song?
Let me go back to the album. I want to be specific and not forget, like, somebody sitting next to me.
Oh, wow. I know my favorite song. My favorite song of his project is Gwendolyn's Apprehension.
That one was fire, yes.
Gwendolyn Brooks is my favorite poet.
And so yeah, and it's interesting that he called it Pieces of a Man because Gwendolyn, it was another album called Pieces of a Man. And it was by Gil Scott Heron or whatever. He was a famous, like, rapper.
Come through, Music Facts.
Yeah. Facts only over here. You
okay,
feel me?
But you still ain't told us your favorite song.
Why you rushing, nigga? Oh. Like, I was trying to give you a little music trivia so next time you can be ready for it. Thank you. I mean, I love everything on here. Grace and Mercy was fire. He had that Game of Thrones reference in there. I liked it. Let's see. Heron Flow 2 was dope. Consensual Seduction. U-Turn.
So you're just gonna name all the songs? Cool.
The whole album was fire. I told you.
You right, though.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah. We agreed on that.
We agreed on a lot of stuff. I don't know what you're talking about, KB. Yeah, we were saying the exact same thing about Meg Thee Stallion. You weren't listening. You thought I was hating on the female artists. I wasn't. I just, you know, I had my reservations
okay.
on one particular album that had a female artist.
Whatever you say.
And I feel like I got attacked. So okay. Now I'm going to have to, you know, go see my therapist again.
Oh, God.
I feel,
Don't blame that on me.
I feel verbally abused. I'm just playing. But yeah, so this was really good. I enjoyed this having you on here, KB.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Why are you saying my name like that? Oh man, but yes, I hope you all enjoyed our guest artist, KV the writer. I forgot at the beginning, you can drop your social media or anywhere people can follow you.
My name is KV the Writer. You can find me on Instagram at KV the Writer. No spaces. You can find me on Twitter at KV the Writer. no spaces. You can find me at Facebook, KV the Writer, no spaces. Or you can go to my website, kvthewriter.com.
I think your nickname gonna be no spaces now.
Yeah. Because people keep putting spaces in my name, like you. And no, this is all together.
Okay.
Yeah.
I remember that next time. But yeah, like she said, please go follow her and download her new album, Love Sucks.
Love Sucks.
Love Sucks, yes.
Yeah. Oh, and look out for my next music coming in a couple months. Next project.
Is that dropping this year or
2020? This year, in a couple months. Okay. In the summer, the Ratchet Tapes.
Uh-oh. KB got a little ratchet in him. You should have known. Yeah.
Listening to time, you should have known.
I'm talking about the whipped cream story. Oh, you was talking God. About.
You know.
Oh, Steph, she got the ratchet tapes coming. Yeah. Okay. For all y'all little thoughts here in the summer.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
It get hot outside. Y'all don't know how to act no more.
You're right. That's why I'm dropping it in the summer.
Oh, snap. You got that fire for that fire. Okay. All right, everybody. This has been Taste Test Podcast. You can go follow us on Taste Test Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter is Taste Test Pod. Please like, share, subscribe. Yes, please.
Right now, before I forget.
I appreciate that. Yes, please like, share, subscribe. We can be found anywhere, pretty much anywhere except for on SoundCloud where podcasts are shared and uploaded to iTunes, podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, so on and so forth. We on Podbean. We on everything except for SoundCloud. Because I ain't paying that extra fee. Yeah, like if you want to like have a certain amount of space or whatever, you got to pay extra. I'm just like, I'm good. Okay. I'm good. But yeah, so thank you. And this has been a very nice episode. Until next time, we will speak to you later.
Thank you, Jonathan.
Bye-bye.